Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You're into podcasts. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you go get your podcast from. Your smart speakers, you want to listen to us live via that, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you want hands free, you don't have your radio handy, just ask your smart speaker to play WILK News Radio and you could listen to us live. Thank you for joining us 3 to 6 weekdays each day during the week. Anyway, we appreciate you. It's 5:11, 24 degrees here on this Thursday, December 11th, 2025. We do have that In the Interest of Justice special tomorrow with 3-time Emmy Award-winning actress Martha Byrne, who played Lily in As the World Turned for 2 decades. She's going to be here in the studio with us with her husband, Mike McMahon, a hero 9/11, highly decorated NYPD cop turned private investigator who was caught up in some incompetence from our FBI and our Department of Justice, basically let all their targets slip away, and when they had nothing left to show for it, well, they had to bring in somebody, so let's bring in the private investigator that they knew was being used by Chinese assets. It's a known tradecraft, and instead of bringing him in as an asset to help their investigation, after everybody else fled the country, they figured, well, we can't, millions of dollars spent, years in this investigation, we got to charge someone. So they grabbed him and charged him with being paid as a foreign agent because he was doing surveillance work by an American company paid for by an American check. And they sat and watched this American hero get taken advantage of, and in the end ended up arresting him. Thankfully, the story turns out pretty well in the end. Well, as well as could be, I would say. So tomorrow, all 3 hours, limited editions, thanks to the Figured Law Firm, and you're not going to want to miss this. So join in all 3 hours tomorrow. So Jake, I don't know where to get started with this. Listen, the headlines started dropping yesterday, I guess, right? And
right around, I'd say about halfway through your show.
Yeah, so we start getting word that the University of Michigan's head coach was fired, which is like, what? I mean, kind of unexpected.
Right.
Then it turns out that, you know, he's under arrest and in custody somewhere. We're really not sure why. The university immediately came out with a statement saying he was having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. Violates their code, and he was terminated for cause. Now, this story keeps getting crazier and crazier. So, I mean, you're the sports guy here, and where are we with this whole thing?
Yeah, as my good friend Josh Manley, who's a diehard Michigan fan himself, said, it just gets crazier by the hour. And I'm just pulling up our group text right now, and it was 4:39 yesterday when I got word that from Pete Thamel and Adam Schefter that Sherrone Moore had been fired. And initially Josh said that he thought it was to keep Underwood. There were some transfer rumors that were going around, but then he said some kind of investigation going on. And then it was at, 7:38 when I got word that he was detained. And I have it right here. It says the city of Saline Police Department assisted in locating and detaining former University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore. Mr. Moore was turned over to the Pittsfield Township Police Department for investigation into potential charges. Now, obviously,
now this was for an assault, allegedly.
Yeah. Now, I did some more scrolling and whatnot, and here it was over an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And it also turns out that the staff member that he was having the relationship with, that supposedly he impregnated her. And it said that Sharon Moore went over to his mistress's house right after he was fired and allegedly threatened to kill her and himself and held a knife to his own neck. And it also said that he was stalking her.
Now, again, these are allegations,
yeah,
but he was arrested, so.
Mm-hmm. And then there was also some talk that she had received a 55% raise in her salary this year.
During the time of this alleged affair.
Yes.
Now, he is married. He does have children. He's been married for, I think, 3 years. One of the reports I heard, three children. Now, the organization, I guess looking into some of this investigation that's going on now it's very official that he's been fired for cause.
Yes.
The university has come out with a statement, but there was some turmoil going on in the organization leading up to this. And you said that the coach had allegedly had a Plan B pill DoorDashed to...
Via DoorDash, and Josh said...
To the facility, to the training facility.
Yeah, he texted me, where is it, right here? It was this morning, like we were talking about it. Excuse me.
And those of you who don't know what a Plan B pill is, it's you immediately take it after, well, there's a time frame for it, but it's an abortion pill. It's a type of abortion pill.
Yeah, it was this morning around 8:57, Josh texted. He said that it was delivered to his office via DoorDash that sparked the investigation. And there, he also screenshotted, it was this one account on X. It was on December 1st. This was really the first inkling about the affair and impregnating a staff member, and he was soon to be fired. This was December 1st. And like Josh talked about in the group text here, Michigan owes him nothing since he was fired for cause. And, you know, again, like it was myself, James West, Johnny Glow, a whole bunch of us in our group text, like we were talking about. And Colin Coward, who's on Fox Sports, was saying that, you know, Michigan should probably seek someone that doesn't have too much of a checkered past. And like Josh was saying in our group text, he said, yeah, good luck with that. I know Dave Portnoy, obviously Barstool, Michigan alum as well. I know Dave said that he would love for John Gruden to become the next head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. I think that he's a hell of a recruiter. Obviously, we know about John Gruden and his, you know, his coaching history and his personality. Again, like I talked about there, Rob, the whole email thing back in 2021, as much as John Gruden deserves another chance, I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, as far as Sharon Moore goes, like, I mean, he pretty much torpedoed his personal life and his professional life just that quick.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's going to be unemployable after all this, not to mention possible criminal charges or whatever. And just for the people, I got a text message on it. For cause means he's entitled to no buyout, no contract, you know, money whatsoever, no pension. He's just done.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what for cause, when you give someone, and you could, I mean, for this to happen, I mean, they're headed to the, are they in the playoffs? Are they?
No.
They're one of the bowl games coming up.
They're in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Eve against Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, some of the staff members in the chatter that I've seen saying he's been acting pretty bizarre, mm-hmm, you know, the past year or so. Like, this is, it got really bad, and then it kind of slowed off, and now it's been, the past couple of weeks have gotten bad again, and he's yelling at his assistant coaches, and just real demeanor has changed, as far as they said. And then the speculation of this. And as you said, December 1st, there were kind of inklings of this was coming down, which I guess obviously caused him just putting two and two together for him to panic, go to this girl's house, this staffer's house, threaten to kill himself, threaten to kill her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, here we are today. And I'm sure the wind of that got to the organization. And, you know, listen, universities are a business. bottom line, and they're going to distance themselves from this as quickly as they can. And it looks like they did. Mm-hmm. Even Dave Portnoy, who's a diehard Michigan fan, you know, he came out hearing about it, and he was like, oh, and this is before any of this information came out. And he's like, oh, you know, I stand by Michigan. You know, when they make a decision, at least they make it. And now he's like, I agree with them 100%. You know, this guy needed to go.
Yeah, he handled it better than Adam Schefter did on ESPN. And Adam Schefter, once again, went to the University of Michigan and just made a complete fool out of himself, basically trying to make it sound like trying to paint Sharon Moore as the victim and saying that, you know, he knew from people that they had it out for him. Like, come on, dude. I mean, you know, Adam Schefter, the more time that goes on, the more credibility that he loses. I mean, I remember 3 years ago when Dwayne Haskins, when he was with the Steelers and he was killed on that highway in Florida, the dump truck accident. And like the way that Adam Schefter worded it, Dwayne Haskins, who struggled to catch on in Washington and Pittsburgh, died this morning at the age of 24. Like, leave all that out of there. No matter how unsuccessful his NFL career was, just leave that out of there, man. And, you know, one final point that Josh made here in our group text, he just said, I'm just happy Moore is gone. Never felt the vibe with him. Got to get this hire right. It's a pivotal time for Michigan football.
Oh, there you go. It is a pivotal time. I like the way the organization handled this.
Me too.
I don't think they really had a choice. No. You know, it would have been nicer if they handled it this way, maybe December 1st. But you know, it is what it is. And at least they swiftly came out and distanced themselves and says, "Hey, this guy broke our rules. He's done for cause. We owe him nothing." And now he's sitting in a detention facility somewhere.
Yeah.
Getting the help he needs, because obviously there's some sort of breakdown going on.
Josh had another point, and it was a fair question that was asked when this news came out. If Michigan would have made the playoffs and they would have beaten Ohio State on November 29th, then, I mean, would this have happened? I know there was also some questions as to signing day. They waited until after signing day to fire him, so, you know.
Yep. Well, we'll just keep our monitors on this. I mean, I hope everybody's okay with this. It looks like this guy in career is ruined, but hopefully he at least learns to deal with his consequences and finds a good place for him to not harm himself. He does have children. If his wife stays or not, that's a personal decision between them. But I do think the University of Michigan made an absolute right decision
and
here.
Speaking of the devil, let's go to line one, Rob.
There we go. Josh, what do you got here? We've been hearing a lot of you said this and you said that, so let's hear what you say.
Yeah, Rob, this is Josh. I'm the infamous group texter there. So I'm currently wearing my amazing blue hat and jacket proudly. This is a dark time for Michigan football, obviously, but you know, as far as Sharon Moore goes, he won me over 2 years ago when they got off the plane in Happy Valley. Jim Harbaugh got word that he was suspended. They went in there and beat Penn State. And I thought firmly, if Harbaugh leaves, that's when Moore's getting the job. And sure enough, a couple months later, they hired him. I mean, it's a disaster. Portnoy's on X saying that they might have fired the AD. So that's come down within the last few minutes, apparently. And the coaching search is underway because we've got kids that don't have a coach and they have to make a decision on their futures now.
Yeah, if they fired the AD and that, you know, who even does the coaching search at this? I mean, they're doing a double search now. How do you like the way the university has handled this as a fan?
Well, I meant to touch on that. So apparently, this investigation goes back to October when the word first came down that something was going on. Apparently, the rumors recirculated after the loss to Oklahoma a few months ago. They popped up again after they lost to USC. And Outkick, who I follow on X, made a solid point, and they basically said, if Michigan goes out and beats Ohio State and makes the playoffs, are we even hearing about this? And it's a fair question to ask, and I hate to know the answer to it, but I have a feeling it's no.
Yeah, I mean, just the information you told me as an investigator, I don't like the way that sounds. You know, it started to come about, and then the win happened, and then it kind of went away, and then it came about again, and you know, here we are.
Exactly. And ironically, one of the jobs of the staffer that Jake is referring to that was part of the affair, one of her main jobs was taking care of the family at the game. So escorting the family and the kids to their seats and that sort of thing.
All right. Well, Josh, I appreciate you giving us your insight in this. And again, it looks like Michigan is going to face some dark times as a whole, especially if they lost their AD and their coach here. But, you know, Michigan is a strong university base behind it. They have a great booster and finances behind them. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Josh. It's 524 here at WILK. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, breezy and colder with some snow showers, low 16. Snow is coming down here. It looks pretty heavy, so be careful out there. Friday, partly sunny and cold, high of 28. Friday night, partly cloudy and cold, low of 20. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with light snow in the evening, high 32. Sunday, mostly cloudy, gusty winds and snow showers, high of 25. It's currently 24 degrees here at 525 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Jake, a texter here said, yeah, after the Ohio State game last year, I think Moore wanted to fight Day, Ohio State's coach. He was twice the size of Ryan Day. What did that happen? I don't recall.
Well, last year was the whole flag controversy.
I got you. So maybe, Rabbit, maybe.
Yeah, huge thank you to Josh for calling in, though.
Yeah, no problem. And he had some more breaking information that the AD may be collateral damage here as well. Somebody said, yeah, those staffers will ruin you. Go blue. I don't think it's the staffers. It's more the judgment of the person letting it happen. But a bill has advanced in Pennsylvania mandating bell-to-bell cell phone bans in all Pennsylvania schools. Yes, kiddos, school districts, whether public or private across the Commonwealth, may be required to draft a policy prohibiting student cell phones with limited exceptions following a unanimous vote in the State Senate Education Committee today. Yeah, I like this, but I also think it creates problems. And here's what I'm talking about. My daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in kindergarten. And, you know, she had her meter, which was separate than you know, we did not have, you know, the cell phones we have today. But a lot of the insulin pumps that are used today and meters, continual glucose meters and, you know, Dexcoms and all those things, they work through your phone. So I would imagine the phone, and it is, it's like my Apple Watch is considered a medical device. You know, the phone is then considered a medical device, which I'm sure will be an exception. But here's the thing. I mean, these kids, and it's not just diabetes. There's plenty of other chronic illnesses that you know, you need your phone to communicate with devices and such on you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
But, you know, does it make these kids already suffering from a chronic disease targets because they're allowed to have a cell phone and other kids aren't? Yeah, I do see that happening. It does happen. I could tell you that. My daughter was made fun of because she had to leave to go to the nurses to get tested before lunch or after lunch. And then because of that, you know, had to get preferential treatment in the lines at the lunch because, you know, when you get treated, basically the way school policy works is you go to the nurse, they give you your insulin for whatever you were about to eat. And then you have to go eat that. If that gets delayed, if you're online 15, 20 minutes, you know, your insulin starts kicking in, your blood sugar drops, it could cause some severe damage to you. So I could see where there's problems here to make it happen as far as, you know, instances like that. I do like getting cell phones and distractions out of the hands of kids. I also think it should be teachers as well. But then you have to ask yourself, okay, what about cases of emergencies? If there's an ongoing situation that requires a massive police or fire response, are these cell phones helpful? And again, there's caveats to everything. But I do like the direction it's going in. So we'll see. But it looks like it's one step closer to having banned cell phones in all our school districts. It's 5:32 here at WILK. Time for the news with our friend Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We were talking about this school cell phone ban that has passed the Senate Education Committee. And lo and behold, we have one of our state representatives, Jamie Walsh, on the phone to talk about such a thing. Jamie, first of all, thanks for listening. And second of all, thanks for calling in.
Well, Rob, I'm just on my way to another data center meeting tonight. So I was listening on my way and I have a few minutes and I thought I'd call because we had a public hearing about this cell phone ban about 2 weeks ago. You can find it online. And we had a lot of people come and testify of the pros and cons, and it was a really productive hearing. It's about an hour long.
Great. So what's your opinion on this legislation that's working its way through the Harrisburg?
Well, I'm going to see how my constituents feel about it. I'm never for big government overreach. Right now, a school board can adopt a policy this month at their public meeting to ban cell phones, and it's over with. My biggest problem that I see with it is you take a school district like Wilkes-Barre area versus a school district like Dallas or Lake Lehman with a huge margin of difference in students. Something that might work in Wilkes-Barre, maybe a complete ban in Wilkes-Barre wouldn't work. Maybe a complete ban in Lake Lehman wouldn't work. But you were correct. You said there's going to be exceptions for people with like medical issues, people that use it for diabetes. That's in the bill already. But there will be some exceptions, to your point. Then our kids going to be kind of, you know how kids can be. Are they going to be kind of like on an island? I mean, I know when my daughter, she's 12 years old in sixth grade, her principal, I mean, at her building, she puts her cell phone in her book bag when she gets to school, and she can take it out on the bus when she gets home, on her way home. So I'm not for big government, and I'm not really certain yet, unless there's some kind of amendment in there to give flexibility to school district boards to do their due diligence and create the policy that works for their community. It can be done right now at a school board meeting, any school board meeting, it could happen.
I really like that approach, Jamie. I really like, your thought process here, because you're right. The next school board meeting, they could turn around by a majority and say, hey, no more cell phones in our schools. Figure out what you're going to do. All the teachers have to enforce this. Everyone needs to get on board with this. And that's just the way it is. And it leaves it that individual. I would like to maybe at most see the state give an advisory saying, hey, we've looked into this. We've had the experts come in. This is our recommendation. But I do like leaving that control up to the individual school districts. We elect school board members for a reason. Let them do their job at the local level.
Now, some school board members won't want to go on record, and they want, you know, sometimes they want the state government to kind of do their, hey, it's not our problem, it was passed at the state level, so, you know, you can't blame us. Well, that takes away local control, and that's the power of our Commonwealth, and is the local control of government. One other thing that you said that I wanted to talk about, which was a really good point that you brought up, was emergency situations. There was an expert there, and actually the use of cell phones in emergency situations can actually be very detrimental to law enforcement. It could put more people in danger when people start texting their parents, and then parents start showing up at the school when the school has a plan in place for all types of things. It could create havoc, and it actually happened out our way. My kids go to Lake Lehman, and we had a person on the run that was at a local store, and it wasn't very far from the school, and it was closer to the junior senior high school, and kids started texting their parents that were on lockdown, and then it all started on social media. Then the parents go to social media and start saying the school's on lockdown, and it creates all this chaos when the school had it 100% under control. They shut the school down because it happened about, you know, a half a mile away. So there's pros and cons.
Well, I talk about this all the time, Jamie, and there are a lot there when it comes to that, especially the situation you just did. You listen, I help draw up emergency action plans for companies, for school districts and such like that. I've been certified by the Department of Homeland Security and specialize in that. A lot of our schools, especially a lot of our rural schools, there's only one or two roads that may get to this school. You clog that up with 100 or so parents, your first responders, even if there is a real emergency there, your first responders aren't going to be able to get there because cars are going to be blocking the road. Your fire department's not going to be able to get there. So, you know, some of the plans that I've done in rural areas of America that I've drawn up is, you know, they block down, they get the fire police there and they block down those areas. I realize your kids go to the school, but your reunification zones are going to be in places a few miles from the school for either the high school, the middle school, or the elementary school, because the primary concern is getting our first responders there and giving them a clean avenue to get there.
Yeah, it ended up being nothing in the end. I mean, but it was still a situation. And then the parents, the adults, end up going to Facebook and saying, you know, why is Lake Lehman on lockdown? Well, if anybody with ill intentions happens to understand or know that lockdown plan, now they have that information. And so it's a really tough call. And listen, I'm the kind of guy, like, we never needed them in school.
Yeah.
And why do they need them now? They are being used for a lot of health related things, which, you know, obviously there's exceptions in the bill for that. But they also talk in the bill about eliminating the watches, any device that communicates, like Apple Watches, any communication devices like that. That was actually an offered amendment because it wasn't in the bill originally. So it's not, if you read it now, it won't be in there, but that was one of the offered amendments, and it was to add like Apple Watches and those types of devices.
Jamie, you said you're going to a data center meeting. Where is that meeting tonight?
Nescopeck Township.
All right. What time does that start?
6:00.
All right. Well, keep us informed how those are going. I know that's starting to be heard all around our area, and it's great to hear you on your way to one.
Well, Rob, it's my area is like a big bullseye because the rest of the vast majority of Luzerne County is already developed. The 117th district is what we use to get away from those developed areas. Why people moved here. Not for these hyperscale AI data centers to become your neighbor and use all of your water and boost your electricity costs. But we could have a whole segment on that sometime if you want to, because I have been living it for the last 7 months.
Let's schedule something to get you in here in the studio so you could really dive into this to the listeners, Jamie, because it looks like you're really plugged into it.
You got it.
All right, Jamie.
I have a... I did a documentary on it. It's on my Walsh for PA Facebook page. It's on there. You can watch that first, and then we can follow up.
Sounds great. Jamie, thanks for calling. Rob, thanks for calling us.
Okay.
Thank you. It's 5:46 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Well, it's 5:51 here on the Rob O'Donnell Show. 24 degrees here in the station in Pittston. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, these guys and gals over there are just phenomenal. I got one of those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems installed, and the thing's just phenomenal. I am truly so happy with it. Glad we got it. It was one of the best investments we've made to upgrade our house. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, so I'm confident, and you will be confident if you go this direction, that it's installed and set up to the specifications by the company. And again, the Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, it's the gold standard of those ductless split air systems. But listen, they got you covered at Monk for anything you need as far as heating and air conditioning go. You have a central system trained. They are also trained premier comfort specialists. Water heaters, same day. Listen, they got it all. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see what they could do for you. Just a little note, Powerball jackpot swells to an enormous $1 billion prize after a winner's drawing Wednesday night. So if you're looking to play some Powerball, it's an astonishing $1 billion. Actually, the prize on Wednesday was $930 million. It's now at $1 billion. So actually, the anticipated Saturday's highly anticipated drawing will be the seventh largest prize in games history, right behind the $1.08 billion jackpot won in 2023 in downtown Los Angeles. So if you're looking for something to win, you got to be in it to win it, right? That's what they say. Powerball's your thing. So check them out. Maybe you get part of that $1 billion. The other thing I wanted to finish up with today, this gold card visa program is what it is, pretty much. It's launched. It's being launched. And I was skeptical of this entire process. Now, basically what this is wealthy foreigners looking to come to the United States and obtaining permanent residency can now do so through this Trump's gold card visa program, which promises expedited entry to vetted applicants who give $1 million to the U.S. I didn't like this. It's a pay-to-play type thing, and I was like, yeah, I'm not a fan. I understand, but I'm still not a fan. Now, the government launched the TrumpCard.gov yesterday, enabling people to submit program applications online. Applicants have to pay a $15,000 processing fee. And if they survive an in-depth background check and vetting process, donated unrestricted $1 million to the Department of Commerce. If an employer sponsors, the fee is $2 million with an annual maintenance fee of $20,000. Applicants are still subject to the per-country admittance cap. Now, the difference between a gold card and green card lies mainly in the application process and wait times. In fact, a gold card is really just an expedited EB1 or EB2 green card. While green card applicants can wait for years, gold card applicants are supposed to wait only weeks, according to the new website. Now, where I started to differ on this and change is this is basically a 1990 law that has just been kind of revamped to fit today's proposal, or this proposal that just went live. This has always been in where companies could pay $1 million to have a high profile worker or CEO or somebody in their company. I guess if they're paying $1 million, it's somebody of importance to their company. Trump is also talking about a platinum card, which would require a $5 million contribution to the U.S. government, would allow approved applicants to live in the U.S. for up to 270 days a year and not pay taxes on non-U.S. income. Website encourages applicants to join the waitlist for the platinum card. Now, it's unknown yet what these type of cards will bring, but I guess we'll see. A green card grants lawful permanent residency in the U.S. EB green cards are employment-based EB1s for an individual demonstrating extraordinary ability in their field, and EB2s are similar in that the applicant typically holds an advanced degree or possesses exceptional ability. Under the new program, applicants can qualify by making a $1 million or $2 million contribution. So these EB1 and EB2 visas have been in effect since 1990 under law. And basically what this administration is doing is just modifying the criteria where you don't have to have an exceptional ability or fees. If you pay the $1 million, you get one of these basic EB1 or EB2 green cards to come here and have a permanent residency. Not citizenship, permanent residency. So I'm a little more eased with it, where at first I was just not a fan of this altogether, but you know, I guess we have to see how it works out. It's 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, we do have that In the Interest of Justice special, 3-hour limited interruption special brought to us Thankfully, from Keith Figured. We're going to have 3-time Emmy Award-winning actress Martha Byrne in the studio, her husband, calls from congressmen, former members of the FBI, and so on. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.